Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on why we have ocean training, page 205. July 2, 1984, Morning Garden. Let's look at the Good Go boat. Water can come in as much as it wants. You can bore a hole in the bottom of the hull and make a test. Even if people are inside the boat, they can still stay there because of the foam construction within the hull. It's been built for safety. At the same time, it's a very fast boat. If a storm is coming, you can outrun the storm. Of course, it's not the most economical boat because it takes a lot of gas to run it, but for a training program, it's well worth it. We want a boat that is safe and fast, rather than slow and economical. For training purposes, the Good Go is best. The value of training. In any training course, the harder the training is, the more you learn. The training itself is what makes the program worth it. Ultimately, you want to go into the fishing industry. That's the future. How can we help America and the world solve its problems if we don't have any money? In the fishing industry, the work is incredibly hard, but the return is good. In order to accomplish any task, however, one first has to accomplish the training period. Some members are now in the process of creating Japanese restaurants. You may think that a restaurant business is just a small thing, but it has many implications. First, it is a business where many customers come in and out. You can reach out to these people. You can talk to them and make good relationships. You can serve them and display the real spirit of service. We are religious people, and we also have to work in this world. For this reason, the restaurant is an excellent type of business for us to be involved in. Now, Japanese restaurants are in fashion. Everyone wants to try out this new kind of food. When your customers come, it will probably be their first experience. You can serve them with your full heart so that they fall in love with the food, with your restaurant, and come back again and again. We are beginning with Japanese restaurants, but we need not confine ourselves to them. We come from many backgrounds: Italian, French, Indian, and all kinds of cultures. Our members will have no problem making their own special restaurant because they come from all over the world. There are not too many businesses where you can invest all your money and then in just 3 years see the return. With restaurants, a certain amount of money is invested, and within 3 years, one can see the investment come back. We can make even more restaurants. And after the success of these restaurants, we will have made such a track record that we can borrow money from the bank and they know it will be safe. It will be no problem to pay back all the money. We will lay that kind of foundation. Most importantly, we will teach people how to eat fish. The future diet will be fish. Once we make our investment and make success from that, we can branch out and further success is guaranteed. In your restaurants, you can serve many people every day. You can make a difference in your community in this way. Think about it. The spirit of America can be uplifted in this very meaningful and yet practical way. The American people can be making friendships with us. They can get to know us in a real way. How can we save this country? In a real way, how can we do that? We are making a foundation to really save this country through everything that we do. We can reach people through practical service. We may be selling machines, boats, cars, fish, or sushi. What's important is that we truly serve people and make a good relationship. We are simply making our foundation, and though it is modest, it will someday extend all over the country and have a very good effect. It's your country. Don't you want to see a good future for it? You have to be able to offer your time, your money, your effort. People misunderstand us now, but in time they will see the real motivation behind our work. In the fishing industry, we have to make a whole new foundation. We will go out and catch the fish. We will buy it and sell it to our restaurants. We will be the distributor and the retailer. Why is the fishing industry so low at this point? It is because fish is too expensive to take home every night, so most people don't think of buying it, except for special occasions. However, is fish expensive when it comes from the boat? No, the fisherman gets the least of anyone for all his work. From the boat, the price is so cheap. But who gets the money? The middleman. He buys the fish cheap and sells it at too high a price. This isn't fair. It isn't fair to the fisherman, and it isn't fair to the consumer. We have to think about the profit for the public. We will have to supply good meat for a cheap price. Someday, people will welcome the Moonies because of this consideration. When we began to train for tuna fishing, there was nothing but ridiculous opposition. That was because everyone was so afraid that they just panicked. However, when they fished with us side by side, they saw how we behaved and they knew that we were sincere. Then the price went up for the fishermen. Our movement had an influence upon that price hike. We lost everything in that investment, but the fishermen were really happy. They could sell their fish to us for a higher price. This year, they were even expecting and hoping for something of the same. They were concerned about my having to go to Danbury. They were wondering about the price, and they were worried that we would give up on helping them. You can reply something like this when they ask you if I am coming at all this summer. You put him in jail. Everyone for so many years wanted to get rid of Reverend Moon, but now you see that if he isn't around, the American people suffer. Make them think about that point. You must train now. That is the only thing we have in mind for the summer. I have been looking at your faces, and I have studied them. Your fortune brought you here. You may not be extremely happy to be here. You may be thinking about the hard work ahead of you, but there was no choice, in a sense, for you. You did not arrive here by accident. You felt something calling you and pulling you here. However, you must focus and put your heart into what you are doing. If your heart is not here, then something may happen. I am especially concerned about accidents. Don't make bad relationships with one another. On the boat, this is serious. We have to be careful and train ourselves. On our own boats, with one another, bad things should never happen. It is even more serious if you work on a boat where no one has any religious background. On a regular commercial boat, if you make enemies, it would be very easy just to lose you over the side of the boat. An accident could happen, and no one could prove it was otherwise. Do you understand? Things like this happen, so we have to learn here how to make good relationships. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of Why We Have Ocean Training.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Gaudible. Gaudible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit gaudible.org. Thank you.